Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. God bless you. Good afternoon. Good evening. All around the world, Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, welcome to you to the Power Hour of Prayer with your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart. God is truly good, and God is on the throne. God is everywhere. We thank God for you, 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 and you. God is a God that could do anything but fail, and he hasn't failed yet. We thank God for Jesus. Yes, his only begotten Son suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins, he who knew no sin. We just thank God. God is so good. God is so good. Thank you, Jesus. I want to recognize all of our businesses that have been a blessing to our community. Shanita Kelly, our broker and realtor, can be reached at 443-854-0977. Shanita Kelly, 443-854-0977. If you would like to purchase a new home or sell the home you're now living in, we'll sell your land. Give Shanita Kelly a call at 443-854-0977. She's going to pray with you and for you to let that transition be a blessing, let that transaction be a blessing to you and to your loved ones. Give her a call today at 443-854-0977. Let her know that you heard it here at the Power Hour of Prayer. She'll pray with you and for you from the beginning to the end. Give her a call. Shanita Kelly, our broker and realtor, at 443-854-0977. Good morning to Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close Funeral Services, located at 5126 Bel Air Road in the blessed city of Baltimore, Maryland. You can give him a call at 410-327-3100. Support and comfort he will give to you and your family and your loved ones. You can put your trust in Harry P. Close Funeral Services to make this experience as comfortable and carefree as possible. He will pray with you and for you. Their business provides a great deal of kindness, compassion, and attention to detail. Call Reverend Harry P. Close Funeral Services at 410-327-3100. That's Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close Funeral Services, located in the blessed city of Baltimore. Don't forget about One Day at a Time Personal Care Services, taking care of all your family needs one day at a time. Give my friend Sabrina a call if you stand in need of her services, or if you know someone else that may need her services. Give her a call at 443-882-3040. One Day at a Time Personal Care Services, you don't have to be ill or sick to use her services. They offer the following services: transportation, housekeeping, assistance with bathing, personal grooming, medication reminders, meal preparation and planning, grocery shopping and errands, laundry, socialization and errands, laundry, socialization and stimulation activities, exercise and walking, which is good for you, transportation to the doctor, appointments and beauty salon, or barbershop, to even take you out to lunch, shopping, and special occasions, and so much more. Give One Day at a Time Personal Care Services a call at 443-882-3040. Let you know you heard it here at the Bless Power Hour of Prayer. Give Sabrina a call today at 443-882-3040. If you just want to sit down and talk with her about her services, she'll be happy to come out and talk with you. You don't have to be sick to use One Day at a Time Personal Care Services. And we thank God. One Day at a Time Personal Care Services is a non-medical nursing referral agency licensed with the state of Maryland Department of Health and Mental Hygiene. Their CNAs are certified by the Maryland Board of Nursing. Also, they have companions, and CNAs go through an extended and extensive criminal, drug, health, and background checkup. Their goal is to provide individuals needing assistance in their daily lives with the most compatible care providers, one day at a time personal care service for you, you, and you. Let them know you heard it here at the Power Hour Prayer. Don't forget about Dr. David Gaines. Dr. David Gaines, a master electrician, located at 2103 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore. Dr. David Gaines also is serving our community fresh bread on Tuesdays. Give Dr. David Gaines a call if you stand in need of fresh bread or you know someone that may need fresh bread and pastries at 443-449-3631. There's Dr. David Gaines of Ebony Styles, our master electrician, also has a barber on site. He's operating according to CDC guidelines. Yes, y'all know COVID is still out there. So he's operating according to CDC guidelines. And don't forget, Dr. David Gaines is there for you and your family and loved ones. If you would like to get the bread, you have to pick it up on Tuesdays, but call him ahead of time. 443-449-3631. Dr. David Gaines, our master electrician. Thank God for you, Dr. David Gaines, a praying man. We'll pray with you and for you. God is truly good and God is blessing us. God is too on the throne. We thank God for the Family Tree. Family Tree is an organization, nonprofit organization, to help you with raising up your children and grandchildren. We know that when you have a child, you don't get a manual. You don't get a book to tell you that, but you know what? You can go to the Word of God, and the Word of God will help you with raising those children. Yes, it would. But anyhow, we want you to know that the Family Tree at 2108 North Charles Street is available to help you with a support group for men and women and grandparents. So you can give the Family Tree a call at 410-889-2300, 410-889-2300. Give the Family Tree a call. And you can attend a support group, and you'll have professionals and other individuals that are there going through what you're going through with raising children up. In fact, it's the whole family works together, all right? So it's for men and women and grandparents. Aunts and uncles, you can come too, all right? So the Family Tree is a free resource available to our community, and it's all around the world. It's not just in Maryland, but the Family Tree is available all around the world. I've facilitated for the Family Tree for over 20 years, and we thank God for the success stories that we have from individuals that have attended the Family Tree group support groups. So if you know someone that would need their services, tell them to call the Family Tree at 410-889-2300. Young folks, you may need that help, may need that support. Other than your family, the Family Tree is there for you. Nonprofit organization. If you have been court-ordered to take parenting, it's free, free, free. In some states, if you're court-ordered by the judge to take parenting, you have to pay. But thank God for the Family Tree located here in Baltimore, Maryland. You don't have to pay to go to those support groups for the Family Tree. All right, so you can give them a call at 410-889-2300. Also, we want to remind you about the homegoing services for Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage. We want you to pray all around the world for New Union Baptist Church, located at 510 North Monroe Street. The viewing visitation hour is 4 this evening, and from the visitation hour, they'll have the wait and along with presentations or tributes to the late Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage. And that's at 510 North Monroe Street in Baltimore, Maryland, 21223. Come out and visit and show some love today at 4 p.m. for the homegoing service of the Reverend, late Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage. The funeral services, I believe, is going to begin at 10 a.m. on Saturday. So we're going to pray for the church family. Also, Pastor Jurgen of City Temple Baptist Church service will be held also on this coming Saturday. So we got a lot going on Saturday, and so we're just going to pray for one another to be present where you need it. I want to thank God for Delegate Melvin Stuke hosting a event for veterans. We know the Veterans Day is Saturday, and I will be one of the attendees there. He's having a prayer breakfast for the veterans, and we want to thank Delegate Melvin Stuke, great man of God. He's a veteran, and he's servicing and helping our community to remember our veterans, and you pray for the veterans and your family and those that have served their country. and they volunteer to protect our country, and we thank God for all of our veterans and those that are presently serving in the military. We thank God for you. So we're going to continue to pray for all of our veterans, men and women. Yes, 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 thank God for you. So continue to pray for one another all around the world. And y'all know we do that. Yes, we do. Because the Word of God says pray without ceasing. So we thank God also for Coffee, Tea, and Me. Coffee, Tea, and Me will be hosting an event on Saturday also, 3 to 7. We thank God for the woman of God, Cheryl Purnell, who will be honoring me and along with other caregivers. So we thank God for Coffee, Tea, and Me. Cheryl Purnell will be hosting a award ceremony for caregivers, and we thank God for her being a blessing to our community. And she loves the seniors. Her mom passed away some years ago, and Cheryl Purnell is still going forward with blessing those that are caregivers. You know, we often talk about the individuals that are ill and maybe sick, and we forget about the caregivers. So we thank God for Coffee, Tea, and Me, Cheryl Purnell, honoring our caregivers on this Saturday at 3 to 7, and the tickets are sold out, y'all. She just informed me that the tickets are sold out. So we thank God for all of those that want to honor our caregivers, and we thank God for you all being a blessing to one another. Caregiving is not always an easy job, okay? But we thank God for those that have called by God to be a caregiver. I mentioned to someone, everybody's not a caregiver. Everybody's not called to be a caregiver. So we ought to understand that. But everybody can do something, okay? We all can do something. And we'll talk about that a little bit more in another hour. Be blessed. And we're going to have some praise and worship. You can tell a friend to tune into the Our Power Hour prayer with your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart. Don't forget to write to me at P.O. Box 25021. P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. All right, we want to hear your praise reports and your prayer requests. We thank God for you that are sending in those prayer requests and praise reports. And we thank God for Sister Burdetta serving as our spokesperson for breast cancer. And she is a survivor. Yes, she is, y'all. So we want to come in and congratulate Burdetta Washington, woman of God, a survivor of breast cancer, and others that are also survivors. We commend you, too, that you continue to go on, continue to trust in God. And, yes, God is a healer. Amen, amen, amen. God is a healer, and he's still in the healing business. got to give God total praise. It is Friday, y'all. It got good. Well, he allowed to see one more day. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Yes, he did. And that's why we ought to give him total praise on this day. Okay, we're not waiting until Sunday to give him total praise. We're going to give him praise on this day. Hallelujah. We ought to give him total praise on every day. Every day, as Senator Larry Young says, above ground is a good day. He didn't have to do it, but he did. He woke us up this morning. It wasn't the alarm clock. It wasn't someone calling you on your phone. Uh-huh. It wasn't somebody that shook you. Nobody but God, the hand of the Almighty Living God, allowed you to breathe another breath of fresh air. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Allowed your heart beat. Thank you, God. Allow the blood to flow in the veins in your body. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Somebody can see a little bit this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody's able to walk a little bit this morning. Somebody able to raise their hands and just clap and say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody's able to speak this morning. My God, we ought to give him total praise. Yes, we got to give him total praise. Amen. Even if you don't feel like it, you still give him total praise. Because we know that when praises go up, what happens? Blessings come down. You want to be blessed, you praise God. You thank God. You glorify God. You give God total praise. All praise go to the Almighty Living God. Someone's still in a home this morning. Someone's blessed to be even in a hospital this morning. Somebody's blessed to be in a nursing home facility, assisted living facility. Somebody's blessed with a room, a place to lie your head, a bed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for the morsel of bread, for the fresh water that we have to drink. We don't have to walk miles and miles and miles. There's some that's listening this morning have to walk miles and miles and miles to get water that's not clean and drink it. My God, you know we ought to give God total praise. I shouldn't have to tell anybody to praise God. You ought to know how to praise him for yourself. Thank you, Jesus. I don't want no rocks crying out for me, Sister Greta. We ought to know how to praise God himself. United States postal workers, thank God you got a job. Ain't God good? When those computers and all that stuff start getting stuff in the robots, okay, we better watch out. Thank God we got a job. Thank God. Glory, hallelujah. Rhonda Hightower, you got a job to go on. Sabrina, you got a job to work on. Shamika, you got a job. Evangelist Jack Nita Taylor, glory be to God. You got a job, Desmond Stewart. Thank you, Jesus. We ought to glorify God and magnify God and give him the praise, Monique. Thank you, Jesus. Cheryl Purvey, Deacon Earl Purvey. Thank you, Pastor Rosie Cobia. Yes, God is good to you. Now, yes, you do have a praise report. But the Spirit of God said there's a time for everything. Amen? We can't tell everything right away. Uh-huh. There's a time. There is a time. There is a time for everything. The Word of God tells us that. We wonder why certain things are happening. There's a time. Once we get that in that spirit, we'll understand there is a time for everything. Yes, it is. Some things we don't want to happen, but you know what the Word of God says? There's a time for everything. That's a lesson in itself. That's a Bible study in itself. That's a word from the Lord in itself. The book of Ecclesiastes, there's a time for everything. We're wondering why. We take it to the Lord in prayer and do what? And leave it there. Amen. Let go and do what? And let God. Do like Daniel did. Pray. 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 Why should I pray, Bishop Stewart? Because the Word of God tells us to pray without ceasing. The Word of God says the prayers of the righteous availeth much. The Word of God said, if my people will call by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked. Watch out. He said, if my people who are called by my name, Christians, seek my face. Seek my face. God's face. Not the pastor. Not the bishop. Not the apostle. Not your brother, your sister, your mother, your father. Not the president of the United States of America, not the governor, not the mayor. He says, seek my face, God's face.
We see it everybody else's face but the face of God. We need to call on his name and watch out, turn from what? Our wicked ways. Mm-hmm. Our wicked ways. Turn from our wicked ways. We're pointing the fingers at everybody else. But we need to turn from our wicked ways. And that includes me too. Turn from our wicked ways. We got to see God's face. Then he will hear from heaven and heal the land. We are the land. We're all dirt. Red dirt, black dirt. Yes, we are. Light brown dirt. All colors. You've been to other islands and other countries. See, the sand is beautiful. We're all dirt. We came from the earth. Then he's going to heal the land. And we are the land. Let's go to our Psalm of Protection. And I'm telling you, we need to read that Psalm of Protection. And you know, we need to know it by heart by now. And we should be teaching it to our children. Write the word of God and put it on your refrigerator. Everybody go in the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. Psalm 91. Put it in their rooms, on the mirror, in the bathroom. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Who you going to trust in? God. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of fowl and from a nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and on his wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be what? Thy shield and thy buckler. Watch out, y'all. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes what? At noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but what happened is not going to come nigh thee. Only with thine eye should I behold and see what? The reward of the wicked. Oh, yeah, there's a reward for the wicked. Somebody said, I didn't know that. Oh, yeah, God's got a reward for the wicked. Yes, he does. Uh-huh. A reward for the wicked. Mm-hmm. God's got a reward for the wicked. Only with thine eye should I behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even most high, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For what? He's going to give what? What is he going to do? We know this by heart now, right? Amen? For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Isn't God good? He's going to give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. All, he said, and all means what? All. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, that dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. Because he have set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he have known my name. Thank you, God. He knows your name. Do you know his name? Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Son of the living God. Because he have set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he have known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will be with him in trouble. Marilyn Mosby, God is with you. Catherine Pugh, God is with you. Those that's behind prison walls, God is with you. Fall on bending knees and cry out to Jesus Christ. And God is with each and every one of us while we are in trouble. Uh-huh. Somebody said, oh, I never got in trouble. Okay. Praise God and thank God. But even when we are in trouble, God is with us. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. The God that we serve will not lie. Even when we're in trouble, God is still with us. Isn't that something to think about? Thank you, God. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and do what? Show him my salvation. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, that salvation is free. It don't cost you nothing. Salvation is free. There was a young man on TV the other day who was going through times with his stepdad. His stepdad would beat him and beat him and beat him. His mother would do nothing. He said he was more angry with his mother than the stepdad who was beating on him. His mother did nothing. He went through years and years of abuse. Then he began to say, I can't take it anymore, and left home. Got hooked up with gangs, stealing, robbing, the use of drugs. But one day, got in the shower and said he couldn't take it anymore. The Lord spoke to him in the shower. Look at God. He said he couldn't take it anymore. Cried out to God, got saved while taking a shower in his home. Isn't God good? God can speak to you anywhere at any time, and you can get saved anywhere, anytime. Thank you, God. God is everywhere. He's all-knowing. And God does whatever he want to do, when he want to do it, and how he want to do it. Amen? So we got to stop telling God what to do, how to do it, when to do it, where to do it. In the shower, this young man got saved. He said his life was never the same. He knew it was the life of God that spoke to him. Turned his life around completely. No more drugs. No more stealing. No more lying. No more robbing. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus saves right where you are. If you're behind prison walls, I want you to know this morning, Jesus saves right where you are. If you're on the streets listening to this broadcast, Jesus saves right where you are. If you're in a shelter, I want you to know this morning, Jesus saves right where you are. God will do whatever you want to do, when he want to do it, and how he want to do it. Thank you, God. He is a miracle-working God. He is still working miracles. I want you to hear me this morning. He is still working miracles. Our God never changed. He never changed. And he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's keeping his word. What about you? We say, I'm going to serve him till I die. But the moment something happened, we begin to question him. I don't want to go to church any longer. I'm married with the pastor. I'm married with the sisters and the brothers in the church. You should be serving God, not the pastor, not the sisters and brothers in the church. Your eyes should be on Jesus Christ. And maybe something you could say or something you could do to help change them. Amen. Hallelujah. One can chase 1,000. Two can chase 10,000. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. And God is doing great and mighty things in this day and in this time. Listen and hear the voice of God. Not only listen, but obey his word. If you read the word of God and study the word of God, because it says, study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Not your opinion. God doesn't need your opinion. God breathed upon these men in the Bible. Inspired them to write this word of God. So God doesn't need your opinion. And no one else needs your opinion either, because it doesn't mean anything. The word of God is what we need in this day and time. Men and women of God, child of God, we need the word of God in our spirit, our mind, and our soul. We need the word of God in our everyday life. Whatever you have done in the past, you've done in the past. Once you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, all things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. Men and women of God, if you're saved, if you're born again, if you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you don't want to do those things you did in the past. And Ecclesiastes says it's time to hate sin. Once you become saved, you hate sin. You don't want to do those sinful things any longer. You no longer want to fornicate, commit adultery, lie, cheat. You don't want to do those things any longer. Being a hater. A hater of sin, yes. But not of individuals. God loves us. God loves us, but he hates the sin. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for saving us. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, that now we can move on with our life, a better life in Jesus Christ, and walk in that newness of Jesus Christ. Receive your blessings. Receive your healing. Receive your deliverance. Somebody's being delivered right now from crack cocaine. Somebody's being delivered right now from heroin. They're not going to need another fix. They just need a fix from Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We thank God for that person being delivered right now. Thank you, God, for that individual that thought they had life in prison. But, God, you're releasing them in the spirit realm first. Then you release them in the physical. So we got to be released in the spiritual realm first. Amen. We got those habits that we've been having for years and years and years. But you got to have that spiritual awakening first, that spiritual baptism. Thank you, God, for releasing someone right now in the name of Jesus, in the spirit realm. Thank you, God. Glory be to God. God is releasing someone right now. And we thank you, God, for that deliverance that's taking place in their life. We thank you for that deliverance that's taking place in someone's life right now. You know who they are. A brand new creature in Christ. Yes, you are a brand new creature in Christ. Old things have passed away. Behold, things have become new. We thank you, God, for someone being delivered. Thank you, God, for deliverance in that person's life from homosexuality. It's in the Word of God. Don't get mad with me. Thank you, God, for deliverance from lying and stealing and backbiting. Thank you, God, for delivering that gossiper. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just praising God for you and with you for deliverance. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of the shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw also thy spirit back away against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Psalm 35, verses 1 through 3. The battle is not yours, it is the Lord's. Cry out to the Almighty Living God. Someone's headed to court today. Somebody got to stand before the judge today. You need to read Psalm 35. Read Psalm 35. Ask God to please your case, and he will do it, and he will do it right. Let's go to Psalm 37. Oh, I just love the Word of God. I don't know about y'all, but I just love the Word of God. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord. Trust him. Who are you going to trust in? The Lord. Trust in the Lord. And while you're trusting in God, you're going to do good. Now, thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Trust in God and do good. Trust in God and do good. If you're trusting in God, you want to do good. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. God is going to feed you spiritually and physically. Yes, he will. God is taking care of you. He'll trust in you. He'll show you where to go, what to do. He'll send somebody your way to give you the help that you need. Thank you, God. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you what? The desires of your heart. God will give you the desires of your heart. I pray that the desires of your heart are lined up with the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Commit thy way unto the Lord. We got to be committed. We can't believe one day, and the next day we don't believe. Serve God on Sunday, and on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we're serving the devil. We got to be committed, my dear ones. As my dad used to say, your word is your bond. If you say you're going to be there, be there. If you say you're going to do something, do it. Commit. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him. There's that word again, trust also in him. And he shall give you what? He'll first of all give you the desires of your heart. Then he's going to do what? Bring it to pass in God's time. In God's time. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgment as the noonday. God is going to bring it to pass. Yeah, he's going to bring it to pass. Yes, he will. Verse 7 said, you got to rest in the Lord. You got to keep your big mouth shut. Telling all your business. Telling all somebody off, cussing at somebody. Yeah, you know we got Christians that cuss. Yes, we do. I've heard them. Did not know he would say, I heard them cussing in the church. Can't control their mouth in the church. Keep your big mouth shut. Rest in the Lord. That's what it means right here in verse 7, Psalm 37. Rest in the Lord. Stop telling all your business. Everybody don't need to know your business. God knows. Yes, he does. And God will take care of that situation for you. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way. Stop getting upset about somebody else being prosperous. You don't know how they got those things they got. Stop focusing on things. You know how that person got that promotion? If God gave it to them, good. But stop focusing on other people's prosperous ways because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass. You don't know what that person did to get that. And you know what? You shouldn't be concerned about it. Let God bless you the right way. Let God bless you the right way. Stop trying to take something that does not belong to you. You know it's not yours. Let God bless you with it. Thank you, God. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself for any wise to do evil. Stop it. Stop it right now in the name of Jesus. I'm going to tell her about herself. I'm going to tell him about himself. Stealing somebody else's car. Don't belong to you. Stop it in the name of Jesus Christ. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. You got an inheritance. Thank you, Jesus, for my inheritance. And somebody else ought to thank him also. You say, oh, well, Bishop Stewart, I don't know nobody that's rich. We ain't always talking about no money all the time, y'all. We're always caught up on money. God's got an inheritance for you. Just wait and see. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt conduct, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. You pray about them. You pray for them. But don't be a doormat. Don't let nobody abuse you physically, verbally, financially, or neglect you. You're not a doormat. Men and women of God, yes, you are a Christian, but you're not a doormat. Do not allow anyone to abuse you physically, verbally, mentally, financially, or neglect you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. You're not a doormat. Women, Do not allow men to beat on you. That's not love. Men, don't allow a woman to beat on you. That's not love. Children, if you're being abused, and we have children that's listening to this line too before they go to school. If you're being abused in your home, abused, I'm not talking about a tap on the rump. Abuse, I'm talking about. Make sure you let another family member know about that. Thank you, God. The word of God is for all of us, all ages. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. You look around, and he or she is going to be gone. I often tell individuals that are in the nursing homes, assisted living facilities, you let individuals know if you're being abused. Let your family members know if you're being abused. Let your friends know, your church members know if you're being abused in a nursing facility or assisted living facility. Even behind the prison walls, let somebody know you're being abused. In your home, let somebody know you're being abused. Thank you, God. Somebody need to hear this morning, because God is going to get you out of that abusive relationship. Glory be to God. Somebody's being delivered out of that abusive relationship that you've been in for years and years and years. And God is saying it's now time for you to get out of that abusive relationship as of today. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in an abundance of peace. Meekness is not a weakness. Thank you, God. Meekness is not a weakness. Meek people do speak up. Thank you, God. They shall inherit the earth and delight themselves in an abundance of peace. But watch out, y'all. The wicked plot up against the just and gnash upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him. For he see what? He see his day is coming. They ain't getting over with nobody, y'all. They ain't getting over with nobody. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see his day is coming. You ain't got to do nothing. Okay, pray for him. The Lord will tell you what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out this when they bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and slay the upright in conversation. Is your conversation upright today? Watch your conversation. Speak the truth. Speak the truth. Speak the word of God. Speak words of encouragement to someone that needs to hear words of encouragement. Encourage yourself. Sometimes we got to just encourage ourselves, men and women of God. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Encourage yourself. Thank you, God, for those encouragers, those motivators. Thank God for the word of God. Encourage yourself today. And then encourage someone else, too. Be a blessing to someone else. This water shall enter their own heart, and their bones shall be broken. A little that a righteous man had is better than the what? The riches of many of the wicked. Watch out. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. God is upholding you. Yes, he is. God is upholding you. You're one of the righteous ones. He's upholding you. No matter what you're going through, no matter what the news media is saying, God is upholding you. No matter what the haters are saying, God is upholding you. You're one of the righteous ones. You're a man or woman of God. You're a child of God. You're a Christian. Trust in God. Verse 17, Psalm 37 says, for the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be what? Forever. There's inheritance again. shall be forever. You got inheritance. Isn't that a blessing? You got an inheritance from the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. You don't know who God is going to use to bless you. So be careful how you entertain strangers. Maybe an angel in disguise. It ain't always those that you've done something for that's going to come back and bless you. You may not ever see that person again that you loaned that $100 to. You may not ever hear from that person that you loaned that $1,000 to. You may not ever hear from that person that you gave food and clothing to. And it's okay. You did what the Spirit of God told you to do. And God honors that when you obey God. God will see you somebody that you never did nothing for to bless you. Mm-hmm. That's God. That's God. He will send them same folk back that you blessed. They may come back and bless you. That's a good thing if they do. We thank God that they remembered and they want to bless you back. But God is going to see you some individuals in your life that you never did anything for, and they're going to be a blessing to you. Not only financially, but in other ways. Just to lift up your spirit. Just to encourage you. Thank you, God, for blessing those under the sound of my voice right now. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. Thank you for allowing us to come together as sisters and brothers in Christ. We plead the blood of Jesus against anyone or anything that may try to rise up against your people. Father, bless your people in ways they cannot imagine. Open doors and windows and shower them with healing and deliverance. Make a way out of no way. Bless, Father God, the family of Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage in his passing. Nieces and nephews. Bless, Father God, that family, that Savage family in its entirety. Touch Sister Nettie, Father God. Touch her mind. Regulate that mind. You can work a miracle for her right there in King David Nursing Home. Let others see what you could do. You could restore her mind. And other individuals that are suffering from dementia and Alzheimer's, you can restore their minds, Father God. We know you could do it because you are a miracle-working God. And we, Father God, come expecting miracles on this day. Touch Mother Annie Green, Father God. Touch her body, spirit, and soul. Touch, Father God, Aunt Rose Logan, Father. Touch her family members one by one, individually and collectively. Touch, Father God, Sister Esther, woman of God, Father God, faithfully opening up her phone and her time so others can call and pray, so that others can gather together in Jesus' name. Bless Chaplain Thomas, Father God, as he continue to be there for us, Father God, with encouraging words, words that will encourage us and make us laugh, and it's that joyful spirit that he has inside for each and every one of us. Touch, Father God, glory be to God, Sister Greta, all the workers at the United States Postal Service, all those working for the UPS, all those that are working for Amazon, Father God, those that are delivering mail and packages to our home. Touch them and be with them and guide them and bless them in a very special way. You know who they are. We pray, Father God, for our deacons of New Union Baptist Church. Strengthen him, Deacon Price. Strengthen him, Father God. Deacon Spain. We pray, Father God. Deacon Terry. They lost their wives, Father God. And they need to solely depend upon you right now. But, Father, they didn't lose them. Their wives are going home to be with the Lord. Touch them right now, Father God. Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close and his wife, Sister Gwen. Touch them, Father God, and their children and grandchildren. We pray, Father God, that you'll go into the midst of New Union Baptist Church right now. Let the Spirit of God flow into the edifice. Let them be renewed, their minds and bodies and souls be renewed in Jesus Christ. There's a time for everything, and we thank you for this time. We thank you, Father God, for touching Sister Lily and Sister Maxie. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, glory be to God, for just blessing them as they continue, Father God, to go across the airwaves, blessing us with scripture reading and words from the Lord, words of encouragement, Father God. We thank you, glory, hallelujah, thank you, God, for that 14-year-old girl that needs healing, that you'll heal her body right now, touch her soul, and surround her with, Father God, godly men and godly women that will be there for her, that will pray with her and for her as she goes through that trying time. Touch her family, hallelujah, glory be to God. Touch her family members, that they will pray without ceasing. and they will see Jesus in the midst of that situation. We pray, Father God, for Pastor Rosie Cobier and her family in its entirety, that you, Father God, minister to them in a very special way. Let them see the miracle that took place in their lives, Father God, 2 weeks ago. Let them see the miracle that's taking place right now in families, Father, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank you, Father God, for the choir that sings the songs of Zion at New Union Baptist Church. We lift up Bobby and Brenda, Father. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We lift up, Father God, Michael Farmer. Pray, Father God, for him and his wife. Father God, that you restore Michael in a very special way. Touch his mind, Father God, that his mind stayed on Jesus Christ, that he will want to do the right thing in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus, for touching Pastor Victor Mines and his wife, Lady Mines. Touch, Father God, thank God for a wonderful woman of God. Glory be to God. Touch, Father God, the women of God, Bishop, none other than Bishop, Chief Apostle Deborah Gilmore. Touch her and her family in its entirety, Father God. Her husband, Bishop Gregory Gilmore, his son, Pastor Gregory Gilmore, touch him right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Father God, we're praying because you told us to pray without ceasing. We're praying for someone to be delivered from drug addiction, alcoholism, Father God. And bless those, Father God, that you have healed and delivered, that they're free from drugs. They're free from alcohol. We thank you, Father God, for Mother Mims. We thank you, Father God, for daughter Latricia. We thank you for our children, and Father God, bless them as they go to school. Protect our children from seen and unseen danger. Keep them safe, Father God. Take away the illegal weapons and guns and knives out of the hands of those individuals that wish to take away innocent lives. Father God, we come against that spirit of destruction, that spirit, Father God, of deceitfulness. Take away that spirit, Father God. We pray right now that you touch our kids and let them walk to school safely. As they arrive in the school, let them be safe, Father God, our teachers, our principals, our nurses in the schools, our counselors, those that prepare the food, Father God, those that clean the schools, Father, in the name of Jesus, our crossing guards, protect them, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, our professors and our counselors, protect them, Father God. Be with them and guide them and lead them in the name of Jesus. Go throughout every church, Father God. Touch the pastors of the churches, the popes, the priests, the apostles, the bishops, the pastors, the deacons, the deaconess, the members. Glory, hallelujah. Touch Reverend Johnson and his wife and his family in its entirety, that they will be obedient to the Spirit of God. Reverend Thomas, Father God, let them hear the word, teach the word, and preach the word. Let them hear from you that they will be obedient to the word of God. Thank you, Jesus, right now for blessing and healing and delivering, making a way out of no way. Touch Maddie Hightower, Rhonda Hightower. Be with them and guide them and lead them. Let them hear what thus saith the Lord. Glory be to God. Diane Green, TJ Staten, touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Bless right now, Father God. We know that you can do it. We know you can do anything but fail. You haven't failed us yet. Wallace Green, as he traveled from Virginia Beach, Virginia, and his wife, Sandra, we pray for healing in Wallace Green's body right now. You did it before, and you could do it again. We pray for Dr. Ron Green in Miami, Florida, and his wife, Jill Green. We pray for our Brooklyn, New York family, Father God. We pray for those in Afghanistan. We lift up, Father God, those in Israel. Father God, we pray for Israel. We pray, Father God, for innocent individuals that have lost their homes, their food, and their shelter. Be with them and guide them and lead them and protect them, Father God. You said in your word there will be wars and rumors of wars, but we pray, Father God, you'll make a way out of no way for every individual that's been affected by that war. We lift up the President of the United States of America that he'll make the right decisions, Father God, concerning our lives, that you'll touch him spiritually and physically, his wife and his family in its entirety. We lift up our Vice President, Kamala Harris, all of our governors, our mayors, Father God, those in the House of Congress, our senators, all of our elected officials, Father God, that they will hear from you and do what thus says the Lord. Evangelist Janita Taylor, we are praying for you. Yes, we are praying for you, Evangelist Griffith. God is with you and your sons and your daughter. I decree and declare a spirit of peace upon this land, in our homes, in our schools, on our jobs, on the buses, in the planes, in the trains, in our private vehicles. I decree and declare, Father God, that the spirit of peace will reign in our lives like never before. And we want to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory on this day and the days to come. In Jesus Christ's name, that all of God's people say amen, amen, and amen. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Send us your prayer requests and your praise reports. We are praying 24 hours around the clock. Be blessed, be encouraged, and remember, God is in charge. Tune in again tomorrow, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., Power Hour of Prayer, with your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart. God bless you real good.